So, boy, Alex, what do you think about the subject we've talked about tonight?
Huh?
Which one?
Were we talking?
Yeah.
Okay, so, really.
Yeah.
So, I think if you've got money, the whole medical aspect of it, getting what you need, the operation, all that stuff, has got to be a lot easier because you can just pay for it. But the other thing is it puts you in the public eye. So everyone is scrutinizing absolutely everything you do. Because face it, in this day and age, there really is no place to hide. It's just the way our society is.
If eat you don't, the microphone.
Yeah, I know. If you
pretend
don't,
it's a cock. No, a little bit further away now.
Don't swallow the
if
microphone.
If you don't have the money, then you're at the mercy of, you know, convincing everyone that, yeah, that's what you want to do and fighting to get what you need. And then the only one that's really paying attention to you, of course, are the doctors and your close friends, and you may lose them. So, I mean, there's give and take on both sides of that coin. Now, having said that, many years ago, a good friend of mine, her husband came to me and said, we have someone at Union Gas, an employee who's coming back after having had the operation. We have to meet with our staff and basically say, hey, this is what's happened. This guy's coming back, yada, 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 and go through that whole thing. And he's like, you know, I don't know what to tell them. And I'm like, okay, that's great. Why are you asking me? But
the token
I think we know why.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. So, you know, he had to prepare something, and they had to hand out, you know, sheets to everyone saying, you know, you can't do this kind of discrimination and all this.
Harassment and
yeah,
behavior.
They had to go through all of that for this guy to come back to work because he stayed in the community he was in. He came back to the same work location.
You know, that takes a lot of guts.
Yeah, guts, because he had no balls at that point.
I was going to say, that would be inappropriate, eh? To go up, hey, Sandra. That took a lot of balls. Like, it would be hard, though, if you knew somebody. He's like, yo, dude, what's up? And then all of a sudden it's, yo, dude, ass. Like, I mean, that's
well, we were talking about that.
I'm joking, but I'm saying.
It's easier. It's hard to, with pronouns and stuff like that, with someone who you knew pre-transition and after the transition. But someone who you meet when they've already transitioned, it's a lot easier pronouns.
It depends. You know what? A lot of people you meet, sometimes you don't know. And then as soon as they tell you, then it fucks your head up. That happened to me.
You mentioned it the one time, and then suddenly what used to be him is now she, and then you're like, crap.
Yeah. And then you feel bad, and you're like, he, she.
I know, and they really get, like, hurt. Like, it's direct. It's like you might as well just go and...
Yeah.
Some people do, and some people don't. Some people understand that, you know what? At least we're making the attempt, and we're trying to see what you see in that identification as well. Mm-hmm. So... I mean, not everybody's perfect, and not everybody's going to get it right every time.
No. Well, you know, I mean, it's like it or not, it doesn't matter where you're coming from. You know, I mean, one of the other example that I would like to bring up was Chaz Bono, which was Chastity Cher's daughter. I mean, imagine who, you know, there you are, you've been, and we've heard his story. He had been fighting through this for a very long time. But just imagine, your mother is Cher. Oh, she's going to get it. She'll be fine. She'll understand. Wrong. It went in a totally opposite direction. Cher did not get it, did not understand it, did not accept it. It took her a long time until it was okay for her to figure out a way to realize and deal with it. That, A, it wasn't about her. It was about the love and the respect and what her child needed. And she finally said, you know, as long as you're happy and you're sure that is what you want to do, I will support you. But she said it took her a very long time. And this is Cher, like the queen of gay, you know,
icon.
Well,
she invented gay, right?
She basically, right. I mean,
yeah,
hello.
Okay, but we're talking about
I thought that was
her child.
But that's
we're not
it.
Talking
I think
about
it was
somebody
Madonna.
Else. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Cher's child. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
You know, here's my son, or my daughter. Now I see I'm confused. But anyway, you know.
Daughter, then son.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Here's my daughter, da-da-da, I'm very proud of her. Oh, wait a minute. What's going on here? So, I mean, it's your own child. It's very different when it's that close to home.
Well, and then plus two, like how many parents go through that whole, did I fail them somehow? Like, did I do something wrong?
Oh, my parents
wrong?
Every week.
Right.
Are you sure they're not Jewish?
No, Catholic.
So, yeah.
Same difference.
So, it may be, I mean, everybody close to the person who's transitioning has to go through this transition with them. So, they're all going to have that inner struggle somehow, somewhere.
It's true. I mean,
I'm not transitioning, boy, Alex. No, I'm not transitioning.
No, I understand that, Nathan. Anyway.
Now. Thank you.
Oh. We're only going to spend another 6 minutes on this, so get out what you got to get out on it.
Okay, done.
All right. Yeah, I
mean, the key question on this, if you know somebody, help them, support them. If they don't have any, the answers to certain things, you know, help them find the answers. Just be supportive. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it can truly happen to somebody you know. It can be your brother, your father, your mother, your sister, you know, your niece, your cousin.
No, my mom's dead.
Get involved. Just get involved and be supportive. It's really that simple. And it goes back to we can all individually make a difference in somebody's life.
We are the children.
So now we are going to what, Master Noel?
We are not going to anything right yet for the 4 minutes.
So what is the net? What are we talking about
now? I'd like to bring up something that when I sent out this topic to the boys to say this is what Master Noel wants to talk about, boy Alex, for real, thought that I was coming out as transitioning. He's like, what? What's going on? Oh. And I had to explain it to him.
Did you really?
Well, no, wait. I was just checking.
All right. Thanks.
Just checking.
What about the chicken? The punani? What's going on with the punani? What's that?
Well, you know, there's been a lot going on since I met you. Just, you know, wanted to be supportive and all that stuff.
Still a girl. I'm okay with that.
So are we.
Wow.
I'm just a girl.
All right, well, I think what's going to happen when we come back, we need to talk about a few things. We need to talk about the photo shoot. We need to also talk about the question. Or no, not the question, the caption contest.
Yep.
We're going to go over a few. We're going to go over them, so bring them up, please, okay. Shannon. No, we're not going to say who said them, but we're going to put them up there. And then we're also going to do, all right, quote of the week and kind of why. Because they were fun. And I don't really have one, so...
I
know somebody else. I'll take Shannon's if she doesn't use it.
I can't remember it.
Just look on the picture. It's a caption. It's pretty simple.
Oh, right.
Yay.
All right. So, actually, we'll take a really quick early break, and then we'll be... Yeah,
we'll be right back.